Title: Layering Acoustic Bass Character into Subs Beginner. Alright, let's build a drum and bass bassline that hits like a proper sub on a big system, but still has personality and readability on small speakers. Because here's the problem, a pure sine sub feels amazing in the club but on a phone it can vanish. So the move is not turn the sub up, the move is, keep the sub clean and stable and layer an acoustic-ish character sound on top, focused in the mids. Think string, pluck, wood, a bit of room, basically the stuff your ear can grab onto when there's no real low end. We're doing this in Ableton Live with stock devices, beginner friendly, and we're going to be very strict about one thing: the low end stays clean. No mud, no tug of war, no facey weirdness. Let's go. First, quick session prep so we're mixing in context. Set your tempo somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. Make a simple drum loop, kick, snare, hats, nothing fancy. Then set up an 8-bar loop, in arrangement view so you can hear changes over time instead of obsessing over a 1-bar micro loop forever. And a workflow tip that will save you later: we're making 2 bass tracks, so put them into a group. That way you can glue them together gently at the end and control them as one instrument. Now step 1. Build the sub layer. This is the foundation. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. In operator, use the simplest setup. Algorithm set to A only. Oscillator is a sine wave. We want clean, stable, and predictable. Set the amp envelope so it doesn't click. Attack can be super short, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. If you hear little clicks at note starts or ends, slightly increase attack or release. For the middle of the envelope, decide what style you want. If you want plucky subs, use a decay like 300 milliseconds and keep sustain all the way down. If you want held notes, bring sustain up and make decay less important. Now add EQ 8 after operator. Put a high pass filter around 20 to 25 Hz. That's not for tone, it's just to remove rumble that steals headroom and makes limiting harder later. If the sub feels too boomy, you can try a gentle wide dip around 50 to 70 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB, but don't overdo it. Most of the time, the sub should be simple, and the mix decisions should be about who owns which area, the kick or the sub. Then add utility. Make the sub mono. Either use bass mono or set width to 0%. The sub is not the place for stereo adventures. Keep it centered, stable, and strong. Set the level so you're not slamming the master. Clean headroom is part of the sound in drum and bass. Goal check: solo the drums and sub together. Does it feel like a steady weight under the kick and snare, without wobbling or smearing? Good, that's the big speakers part handled. Now step 2, create the acoustic character layer. This is the translator. It makes the bass line readable on laptops and phones. You have 2 options. Option A is easiest and most realistic. Use a sample, create a new audio track and find a short upright bass pluck, a bass guitar note, or even an old-school sampled bass hit. Drag it into simpler in classic mode. If it's a one-shot, turn warp off so it stays punchy and doesn't get time-stretched. Set simpler to monophonic by setting voices to 1. We want it behaving like a bass instrument, not a chord pad. Option B is if you don't have samples, fake it from a synth. Use operator or wave-eatable, make a plucky envelope, and add a touch of noise. The trick is you're not trying to make a perfect upright bass. You're making a mid-range texture layer that feels organic once it's filtered, saturated, and controlled. Either way, treat this layer like it's here for character, not weight. Now step 3 is the big one. High pass the acoustic layer so it never fights the sub. On this acoustic character track, put EQ 8 first in the chain. High pass it somewhere between 120 and 180 Hz. Start at 150 Hz. Use a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave or even 48 if needed. And here's a coaching note: pick your crossover point on purpose. It's not always 150. If your acoustic sample has lots of body and low mids, you might need to start higher, like 170 to 220 Hz, so it doesn't crowd the sub and kick. If it's thin and mostly finger noise, you can come down, like 110 to 150 Hz. The rule is simple: no tug of war with the sub. Now shape the tone with EQ. If it sounds boxy, dip around 250 to 400 Hz by 2 to 5 dB. If you need more string and pluck definition, try a gentle boost somewhere between 700 Hz and 1.5 kHz. If it's clicky or harsh, tame 2 to 5 kHz a bit. Quick reality check: when you solo the acoustic layer, it should sound kinda thin. That's good. In the full mix, it should add life without messing up the low end. Now step 4. Add character and control. We want harmonics and consistency. After EQ 8, at saturator, turn soft clip on. Start with drive around plus 4 dB, and you can go up to plus 8 if needed. But level match the output. This is huge. Don't let it trick you into thinking louder equals better. Adjust the output so bypassing saturator doesn't change the volume too much, only the tone. Then add compressor to control dynamics, like a fingered performance. Ratio around 3 to 1 up to 5 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the pluck can pop through. Release around 60 to 150 milliseconds. Set threshold so you're getting maybe 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You're aiming for even, not flattened. Now step 5. Sidechain the acoustic layer to the kick. This is where the groove locks in. Put a compressor on the acoustic track. Enable sidechain, and choose the kick track as the input. Attack fast, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds, and you'll adjust this by feel. Shorter is tighter, longer is bouncier. Ratio around 4 to 1. Threshold so you see 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. And a key drum and bass mindset. Usually you don't need to sidechain the sub super hard for rolling grooves. The sub is the stable floor. The mid layer is what dances around the drums. If you pump the sub too much, the whole track can feel like it's losing weight every kick. Now step 6. Group processing, lightly. This is polish, not problem solving. Select both bass tracks and group them. On the bass group, add EQ 8 for tiny cleanup. Maybe a gentle dip where kick and bass fight. Often that's 50 to 70 Hz, or sometimes 90 to 120 Hz, depending on your kick and your tuning. Also, if your character layer adds hiss or fizzy top, you can low pass the group around 8 to 12 kHz. Then add glue compressor. Keep this subtle. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 100 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. If you're doing more than that, stop and check your levels. A beginner trap is using glue compression to fix a balance issue. Then add utility if needed, just to make sure things are controlled. And another reminder, avoid widening effects on the bass group. If you want width, it should be above the low mids, not in the sub region. Mono compatibility matters a lot in drum and bass. Now step 7. Write a DZNB friendly bassline. Keep it simple and rolling. Make a MIDI clip for the sub. Use short notes, like 1/8 or 1/16-ish, and avoid long overlaps that blur the groove. A classic rolling rhythm hits on beat 1, then the end of 1, then beat 2, then the of 2, then beat 3 and beat 4. You don't have to copy that exactly, but that kind of syncopation is the vibe. If your acoustic layer is MIDI-driven, mirror the notes. If it's audio-based, you can still trigger it with MIDI in simpler or manually place hits, but keep it aligned with the sub-rhythm. For arranging across your 8 bars, try this. Bars 1 to 4, both layers playing. Bars 5 to 6, pull back the acoustic layer for contrast. Either lower its volume or raise its high pass a bit. Bars 7 to 8, bring it back with a touch more saturator drive or a tiny mid boost. It creates lift without just turning up. Now, let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the classic beginner headaches. Mistake 1. Leaving low end in the acoustic layer. That's the fastest way to get mud and weird phase issues. High pass it properly. Mistake 2. Oversaturating. If the bass starts masking the drums, especially snare crack and hi-hat to tail, it's too much. Saturation is spice. Mistake 3. Sidechaining the sub too hard. Unless you're going for a very pumpy style, keep the sub steadier and let the mid layer do the movement. Mistake 4. Bass notes too long. If notes overlap, the groove blurs and the sub becomes a fog. Shorten MIDI notes and use controlled release. Mistake 5. Mixing with no reference. Pull up one track in a similar vibe and quickly a/B your low mid balance. It keeps you honest. Now a couple extra coach moves that really level this up. First, set your levels before glue. A good starting point is, the sub feels like it's doing the heavy lifting, and the acoustic layer feels almost subtle when you listen casually, but when you mute it, the bass suddenly feels like it lost its instrument quality. That's the sweet spot. Second, do a quick visual and ear check for phase weirdness around the crossover. Drop spectrum on the bass group at the end of the chain. Solo the group and watch the 100 to 250 Hz area while both layers play. If it sounds hollow or the low mids feel like they disappear when both layers are on, that's interference. Fix it by slightly moving the acoustic layer's high pass cutoff. Even 10 to 20 Hz can help. And here's a really good trick. Microtiming. Acoustic sounds often bloom a hair after the sub. Try delaying the acoustic layer by 5 to 15 milliseconds using track delay. In Ableton, enable the D-View in the mixer if you don't see it. This can make the sub feel like the immediate punch, and the acoustic layer feels like the note speaking right after. It's a small change that can make the groove feel more human, and less like two sounds stapled together. One more optional upgrade, if you want width, do it safely. Use EQ8 in M/S mode on the acoustic layer and high pass the side channel higher, like 250-400 Hz, so the stereo stuff is only in the upper character. The center stays solid. Now, mini practice exercise to lock this in. Build the two-layer bass exactly as we did. Pick a simple one-bar bassline and loop it under your drums. Then do three variations of the acoustic layer. First variation. High pass at 180 Hz, saturator drive plus 3 dB. Second, high pass at 150 Hz, drive plus 5 dB. Third, high pass at 120 Hz, drive plus 6 dB, but dip 250-400 Hz by about 3 dB. Bounce each one, or at least a slash B them carefully. Then do a translation check, headphones, laptop or phone speaker, and a mono check by temporarily setting the master width to 0 with utility. And here's the key test. Mute the sub. Can you still follow the bass rhythm on tiny speakers? If yes, your character layer is doing its job. Let's wrap it up. You built a clean operator sub that's mono and rumble-free. You layered an acoustic character sound for string and wood and presence. You high-passed that character layer so it never competes with the sub. You used saturation and compression to make it consistent and audible. You sidechained the character layer to the kick so the groove bounces. And you used light groove processing to glue without crushing. If you tell me what sub note you're writing around, and whether you're going for liquid roller, jungle, or a darker neuro-leaning roller, I can suggest a tight two-bar pattern and some exact EQ targets for your kick and bass relationship.